Blog Talk Radio.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. No feelings within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. Your game was so bad. Toyed with my affliction, had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free.
Tuned in to the hottest radio network on the planet, Evolution Radio. it locked. You're tuned in to the hottest radio network on the planet, Evolution Radio.
You ready? What's up, y'all? Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey. It is Jimmy Alpha. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? So this will be back on the radio. New Evolution is back. Just so you know, let me plug my brother every Sunday, Joey L. You know, all that sovereignty, making sure that y'all right and your paperwork is all good and all of that. Check him out every Sunday. He's on my nerve right now, though. But it's okay. We're going to keep it moving. What's up? I can feel everybody on the line. I know everybody's been like, get back on the radio, I said. Get back on the radio. I said, been busy. I said, been busy. But we're going to do this right this time and consistent. So tonight we are going to address, I am going to open up, we're going to do a chakra class in June. I will be announcing that Friday. So the dates will be opening up. If you've never taken my chakra class, as you all know, once you take it once, you get to take it for free for the rest of your life. Chakra 102 will be coming up by the end of the year. The textbook has been coming to me, pouring to me, actually. So I'm putting all of the things into it. So Chakra 102 is coming. Also, some really nice stuff, too. If you are in Atlanta, it seems like Atlanta is calling me. Yeah, so all my Atlanta folks, it seems like I'm going to be opening another spot. And so all of my services, we're going to figure all of that out. So look forward to 2024. All of Beautiful Evolution will be in the Atlanta area. Joey, don't forget to at some point plug the seminar. Joey has a seminar coming up as well. Make sure that you are supporting that and that you get to it. Again, we all need to be sovereign. We all need to be having our stuff in order. If you are not aware, America is falling. So we got to be ready for what that means, making sure that we're prepared. I think that's all my plugs. Denver folks, July 30th, we have a show, a youth show, a youth talent showcase. It's going to be off the chain. We're bringing Denver dancers to Atlanta to do a dance intensive for 2 weeks in July. And y'all know how I train. So I'm going to see my babies train really, really, really hard. And then we're going to be back in Denver finishing July. And then we're going to do the show July 30th. So make sure that you go get your tickets from whoever your student is. Remember, our students get paid for their performances. So please make sure you figure out which students you want to support so that you can do it. I think that's all of my, hey, sis. Oh, it's so good to see you. And your haircut's been fly, sis. I've been seeing all of them. All right, let's get right into it because everybody is like, we got to heal. I can't start without addressing how intense Mercury retrograde was, right? Like Mercury retrograde had everybody off the chain. All types of relationships were going crazy. Nobody wanted to talk to anybody. If you ever need to know, I don't do readings during Mercury retrograde. I don't do, not because I can't control it, but because if you're not aware of your own energy during that time, you'll be all over the place. So I pause everything that I do, shadow before, Mercury retrograde, and the shadow after. But I'm fully back, so if you want to book your reading, go right ahead and do so. And again, the chakra class will be announced for June on Friday. The fire is getting done. All right. First and foremost, Joey, if you are on the line, please make sure that you press 1 if you want to get a mini reading. What a mini reading consists of for all of my new listeners, all of the old ones, to remind you, 1 question. Don't pull me in. You get 1 question, and then I will answer that question for you, and then hopefully you will be inspired to book a full reading. Okay. So Mercury retrograde had everybody off. Everybody was off. And in order for you to really get in tune with how to center yourself, let me give you guys some things that you should intentionally be doing during those times. Get your feet to the soil. Go hug a tree. Put your hands to the soil. Whatever you need to do, you need to ground yourself and be rooted in yourself. These are also the perfect times to go inside of your cave to make sure that you're planning whatever you got to do in the next 90 days or so, executing. These are moments of pause and making sure that you're ready and making sure that you're clear. It's a great, this happens four times a year. It's a great moment for you to pause and say, check in with your yearly goals. What is it that you're doing and how you're showing up? Also, we just celebrated the real new year, which is spring. And so making sure that you're going into summer, summer equinox is coming up. You want to make sure you're being aligned with universally what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And how do you do that with your chakras? So, Joey, did somebody just press one?
No, Joey. I don't think so.
Okay,
so.
Somebody is on the line and wants something. So if you're on the line, go ahead and press one because you're calling me and I'm trying to go into the lecture.
Yeah, tell them to press one. They want to get in.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You can let's go ahead and open up the lines. I'll get to the message later. Hey, Sam. Thanks for bringing
everybody.
Yeah,
nobody put their hands up yet.
Somebody is acting shy. Somebody's on that line and needs a reading. So if you're on the line, go ahead and press one so I can pull you in and you can get whatever you need to get done. Or maybe it's somebody who's coming in on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram, y'all, because I don't have all my technology. Next week I will be. Okay, so who's on the line? Somebody is on the line. Somebody press one so you can get your reading. Wait, I'm getting text messages. Okay, I'm going to leave y'all alone and watch the message come to you anyway. I'm going to leave you alone. Okay, so how we need to make sure that we keep our chakras not only aligned, there's misconceptions.
They
do
now.
That's what I thought. Yes, okay, let me give the number to the people watching on Facebook. The number is 515-602-9793. Maybe I was picking up on you, sis, but that's the number, 515-602-9793. Go ahead, Joey. Oh, you can open
up
the line.
You got some dollars in here. All right, 502-269, you're on the line.
Hey, that's right. JB.
Peace, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. Peace, my brother.
What did you say? Huh?
This is brother AB. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, AB. How are you?
I'm doing my best. How you doing?
I'm good, God. I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear yours. It's great to hear the show again.
Yes, you know, you was one of the people, like, it's your behind back on the radio. I'm back. What's your question,
right,
love?
Right. You said, please, the matriarch, the great mother, she just transitioned. So anything that she can share with me about the great mother, and make sure my grandmother, because she's a lioness, so anything you can share with her, she transitioned.
Okay, that must, it was you calling me, because it was too familiar. All right, can you take a breath?
I'm sorry to interrupt y'all, but, hey, brother, are you talking to a pair of headphones?
Yeah, I'm talking to a headphone right now, because I can't, my hands are not free at the moment.
Okay.
I know.
I was going to say, maybe you could take off the headphone. It might be a little bit more clear. Okay. All right. Cool. I yield.
Yeah, I can. I know what he needs. I know what he needs. If y'all can't hear, you can hear me. That's enough. Take a breath for me, Evie. There's a need for forgiveness, so make sure that you've forgiven yourself as well as her. There's also gratitude. I don't know whatever the last big gesture that you made gave some room for freeing of her spirit. in the transition. So as she's transitioning, she's not quite out of middle world yet. Somebody's still holding on to her, not letting her completely go. So in the she already came to you in a dream. So that whatever that dream was, you probably need to get a deeper reading for that, for the full message. But and she's gonna keep coming. But there's no movement away from like the covering and making sure that the connection is there with all of the ancestral line. But it was you calling me.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, sis.
Yep. And follow up with me tomorrow, and I'll, you know,
I
got you.
I will.
How's my baby doing?
They're doing, you know, it's a challenge.
Oh,
yeah. Like you said, I'm staying on them, but at the same time, you know, different adverse forces. Is trying to take them off the path, and I just got to do my best to stay, you know, stay with them. So you know what that is. You know what that is. So, but
yeah.
I make sure they, you know, in school and everything, and just doing my part as a national kid. You know, so I got it all under control from my end. You got to stay on it. You know what I mean? To make it easy, step through.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, call me tomorrow. Y'all,
those of you
who have been with me for years, AB has been, golly, AB, how many years has it been? I predicted your baby coming. So
13. It's been about 15. No, it's been about 13 or 14.
13 years.
Because of Malik. Remember Malik, your birthday is the same.
Yes, that's my baby. Well, no, my birthday. I told you, too. All right, yes, call me tomorrow. We'll connect and we'll figure all this out and I'll work this up for you. All right, love you. Joey, you getting more people on the line?
Yep. All right, just a second. 404-398. On the line. Go ahead. 404-398. Okay. They don't want to talk. One more time. 404-398. On the line. All right, well, I'm going to close that mic out. All right, it's on you, Uncle.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was AB. That was AB Spirit. All right, y'all, I just put the number in. Once again, the number is 515-602-9793. If you want to call in and get a mini reading, you can definitely do so. I am here, super open now. So we were talking about your chakras and why it's important for the word alignment. Alignment can give a misconception of the work. I want everybody to, if you got your hands out and you can take a note, don't even mute yourself or something. If you're taking notes or anything, I want you to write this down intentionally. You are always in alignment. There is no such thing as you being misaligned. What is happening is that you have a lesson that you are continuing to repeat and it's frustrating you. But you are always exactly where you are supposed to be in the moment that you're supposed to be there. And that can feel... what is the word I'm looking for? That can feel dangerous. if you're not in tune enough with yourself to recognize, one, that you're safe in yourself and that you can trust yourself and that your spirit is always going to work in your highest, greatest good. It is our mind that messes with spirit, right? But we have to remember our brain is physical. Our brain dies. When we die, our brain stays here. Who we truly are is the spirit and the energy of ourselves. And so when you're saying, I'm going to surrender to spirit, I'm going to allow the energy to be what the energy needs to be, there also needs to be a release of your thinking, and there needs to be a shift in your thinking. Because you can have a horrible situation. And this is, and the reason why I brought up Mercury, opened it with Mercury retrograde, is we give that too much power. We have to remember that all of the, everything, the law of God, whoever the God of your understanding is, we are the best of creation. The planet, the seasons, the plants, the ocean, everything is to be in harmony. And we are the ones who have this thing called choice. And so when we begin to say, all right, I'm in this situation. What is it that I'm supposed to learn? What is it I'm supposed to give? What is it that I'm supposed to receive? When you're in those situations that may not be exactly what you want, right, may not be the circumstances that you thought that it was, how do you manifest in a way that's going to always be in your favor? See, we can make excuses for ourselves. And this is a protective mechanism, but it's also because we are so out of nature. We are eating horribly. We are sleeping horribly. We got all this electronics. We got everything. We're not honoring our temple. We're not honoring what we're thinking. You got to remember your eyes are just as important as your mouth is and what you put inside your brain, what you're listening to, what you're watching, what you're talking about, what you're hearing. All of these things matter. And how you show up when you're out of harmony with nature, it creates all of the noise that comes up in your brain and in your thoughts. And so we have this idea, right? People will come and take the chakra class and they're like, oh, I just need to get my chakras aligned. And they get, you know, they're in for a rude awakening. This isn't Eurocentric nothing. How we do in indigenous practice, how we do it, everything happens for a reason. There is nothing that is a coincidence. There's nothing that happens on accident, even when it's unexpected. Even when you're thinking life should be going this way and it turns left really quick, it's a moment for you to actually ascend. Nothing is here for you to fail. Let me say that again. Nothing is here for you to fail. Everything is here for your greatest, highest good. The question is, do you have the discipline to say, okay, I'm going to put in whatever the work is. I'm going to, you know, you got diabetes. Are you continuing to eat horribly where you wind up having to do, now you're on insulin. If you know that you need to save money, but you constantly going out getting your Louis bag, that these are all the disciplines are your choices in how you're going to show up. When you really own your power, you recognize that when you make decisions that aren't for your greatest self, you own it. You own it. And you say, I'm doing this because I want to, because I'm not ready, because I'm afraid, because whatever the circumstances are, but it's on you at the end of the day. And that requires you to show up in accountability. It requires you to show up in your responsibility. So, yeah, I can do all of this work and say, yeah, you know, if your heart center, if this is blocked, if the sacral chakra is blocked, your crown is blocked, I can go do all of that assessment and diagnose whatever it is that's necessary. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, are you willing to be disciplined enough to make the choices to walk in your highest state of good? There's no reason why you can't manifest the life that you want. There's no reason why you can't have the relationship. What it does do is it requires you to look and examine yourself and say, what am I doing that's not getting me there? What relationships do you have to let go of? Are you afraid to take that leap of faith into your business? Are you afraid to take that leap of faith into your relationship? Do you owe an apology to somebody, right? Are you harboring and not allowing yourself to forgive. All of these things are the energies that you're bringing in, but they all come down to choice. All come down to choice. I was thinking about this probably about a couple of days ago. I was watching this mental health thing, and there was this little boy had what they were calling a mental health breakdown. And he was threatening his mother and saying, telling his mother he was going to whoop her and all of this stuff, and he was going crazy. And instead of the parents saying it's time for accountability, they deemed it a mental health breakdown and went into all of these diagnoses. Instead of giving this little boy the skills of saying, you keep on saying this to me or you keep on doing this, here's your consequence and here's an accountability measure. I'm going to firmly say, with all the mental health work that I do holistically, mental health is very, very easily becoming an excuse to not have to be held accountable. And that is doing nothing but tearing down our spirit. Okay? Let me say that again. Remember, your mind is physical. Your brain is physical. So your thoughts are coming from this physical space. So all of the thoughts that you're having, if you don't have the discipline and the work with all to say, I'm going to show up and be my greatest, highest self, I'm going to do what it takes, and I'm going to make these particular type of choices, what's happening is you're giving excuses, but who does that help? Big Pharma. All of these are endless, and I have therapist friends that I love to death. But if you are with your therapist, y'all just heard AB been with me for 13 years. But I don't talk to AB. There's years I don't talk to him, right? Because you have to understand that if you aren't being given skills to go out and apply, by the time you can't get 5 and 6 readings from me back to back in 1 year. Because the first thing I'm going to say to you is, what are you doing? It should get to a place where it becomes, this is just a check-in, or I had a big situation happen and I need to check in with my spirit. At some point, you should be able to be getting equipped with the tools that you need to manifest your own gifts. See, you got gifts. Not everybody is supposed to be a reader, right? I have the gift of being a reader. What I don't have is the gift of discernment. What I don't have, so I am intentional. Let me keep people around me who have that keen sense that they can discern. Because, see, I'm going to go love everybody, right? And sometimes you have to create those boundaries. And this is where we begin to be interconnected. If your chakras is off, my chakras is off, and we both making bad decisions, well, the relationship is going to incur bad decision-making as well as bad results, right? But the mental health veil that we are seeing happening, and I said this when it first started popping off, I said, this big old focus on mental health, we need to be paying attention to what's happening behind the scenes spiritually, because it's breaking us down. We got people who will take their diagnoses, and instead of saying, what can I do to make sure, and I'm not saying that it's not real. Listen, to be melanated in this system is going to bring a level of need for mental health services, right? How long, though, is that going to be the excuse? How long are we going to show up and say, you know what, my child is dealing with mental health issues, and because of that, they get to whoop my behind every day? No, baby. No. At some point, the tools have to be passed. And more importantly, we have got to get back to the root of spirit. We have got to get back to the root of reminding folks of their energy. And y'all know this is real. When your mama wouldn't say nothing to you, but she could give that black mama look. I know I got it. I could give that look to anybody, any child. And I could just look at them, and they're going to get in order. That's an energy. That's the spirit. That's the mama energy. So every one of us has that. And we've been so far removed from being in harmony with the rest of the world, with the rest of nature. We're the only things out of whack. Nothing else is, right? The seasons are still going to come. That sun is still going to come up. The flowers are still going to bloom. It's still going to snow. The cycles are still going to happen, whether or not we're in alignment or not. So there's so much focus especially when we're talking about chakras, there's so much focus on us being aligned, but there is a miss, huge miss of the interconnection of us all. So if I am being my best self and everyone in my circle is being their best selves, now we are so interconnected that it becomes such a balance. It becomes you fill my cup, I fill your cup, but we're coming already full too, right? We've forgotten that we need each other. We've forgotten the need. And also, mental health supports individuality in the way that it's practiced in Western practice. Let me be very clear about that. In the way that it's practiced, I need this, I need it, and it's pouring into this illusion that you don't need people, that you don't need, that we don't need each other, that we cannot show up. I can't be offset if you're not you. You can't be you if I'm not being offset. And that is there's such a surrender that has to happen with spirit of knowing everything is connected and all of us have to be one. I really, really, really strive to live my life that way and be as transparent. Y'all know how transparent and vulnerable and honest I always will be. And I still have to learn what boundaries meant, right? And there were still these gaps. And how many times do you have to repeat the lesson until you start saying, let me apply this, right? Your chakras being blocked or not, you still got to do the work, even when your chakras are blocked. You still got to show up and do the work. And so as much as I can hook you in and say, oh, we're going to do this chakra work, what a lot of my students wind up saying is like, oh, this is totally not what I was expecting it to be, because this isn't the Google chakra work. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't the posters that some Eurocentric approached and came to it. This is to connect, like, listen, the foods that we're eating, the way that we're engaged with water, the way that we engage with the earth, the way that we are even hugging each other, right? But all of those things matter. And to support whoever is in your life, if you're interested in taking the class, to support yourself. First, you're your own client. You're your first client. And then the idea is for you to go pour this into your own modality, into your own practice, into making sure that you are communicating to everyone in your life. We all need to understand that we're interconnected. We got to get back to village, y'all. We got to get back to village. Unless you live under a rock, you can see what what this society is coming through, right? We got to get back to a place where we're trusting spirit more than we're trusting these systems, more than we're trusting these drugs, more than we're trusting the comfort and the ease of whatever is keeping us from being our greatest, highest selves. We're going to take a quick little break because I need some water. And in that break, what I actually want everybody to focus on is how are you showing up in your greatest self? During this break, don't act like this message is for whoever is listening. You hear for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. I just know I got to show up and do my part. So you're listening to this because you're being called to ascend higher than you ever have in your life. You're listening to this and you're here right now because the Creator is saying, I have a huge purpose for you. I have a mission for you. And you sitting back acting like you can half step with it. And now is the time that you say, I'm going to be disciplined enough to make the decisions. Whether my chakras are blocked or not, I know that I have the tools to work through whatever it is I have to work through because everything has unfolded before me for my greatest, highest self. That's the only thing that the universe wants for us, for us to be our greatest, highest self. That's it. That's it. And it sounds really simple, but it is the biggest test of your life will always be in the moment that you have the opportunity to tap into your godhood and to tap into your goddesshood. And are you willing to do it? Are you willing to say, all right, here's the tool, I have what it takes, and we're going to keep it moving. We ride at 30 minutes. Like I said, I need to take a drink. I wish I could pause this live so y'all could, y'all ain't have to see me get up and do nothing. We're going to come back. We're going to quick. Joy going to get up. Yes. All right, we'll be right back.
Keep it locked. You're tuned in to the hottest radio network on the planet, the New Evolution Radio Network.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than
changing the station. You're listening to The Bottom Line with your host. Tune in every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on The Bottom Line with Joey L. on the New Evolution Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes. You knew I was coming. Peace be upon her. Yes. Shout out to Tina Turner, our new ancestor. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I cried. I'm not gonna front. I'm soft. I cried about everything. And I did go live for like 10 minutes just to give a tribute if you didn't see it on Instagram. I just want to share my Tina Turner story. My grandmother had the spirit of Tina, and we grew up on that. Like, we grew up listening to Tina, all of it, right? She was such an influence to me as a performer. She's one of the greatest performers. And if you are really close to me, you know Josephine Baker, Tina Turner, and Janis. That's my trinity of women performers. And but never had I experienced someone be vulnerable the way that Tina was, particularly around her abuse with Ike and all of those things. And I also know that was also why my grandmother was so aligned with her as well. And funny story, I've shared this on Instagram already, so I won't go into detail, but funny story, when I left my Ike, y'all in Denver know who my Ike is. When I left my Ike and I did my whole little, well, it wasn't little, but my big exodus, in the email that I shared with everyone, the last line was, just like Tina, I'm going to keep my name. Have everything. Walk away from everything. Everything that you got going on, girl, I built that. But have all of that. But I'm going to keep my name. And it was because of that example. It was because of understanding the importance of keeping your brand, keeping your identity, and keeping what you work so hard for. So Tina is definitely going to, probably for the next couple of weeks for me, be very much celebrated. So to all of the women and the men, you know, men go through stuff too, who have gone through any type of abuse and it has not stopped you, and it has not kept you from your purpose. Part of that was because of the alignment of Tina Turner being vulnerable to the world and saying, this will happen. Even fighting back, I said that on the live. Like, I remember a part of the process of me leaving. I was watching What's Love Got to Do With It. And I was getting inspired. Like, you can do this. You can get out of it. And who she was as an artist is beautiful, but also who she was in this realm. And may we continue to celebrate her. We know that death is not real. We know that it is just a transition, and our ancestors are with us. We can call on them whenever we want. So may all of us around the world who will be calling on Tina and giving gratitude, we do that, and may Allah be pleased with her performance, right? With her performance. All right. Joey, are there folks on the line? If you are on the line, 515-602-9793. Press 1 if you're on the line, and I will get you in.
Yeah, let's see if 404-398.
They had their hand up before.
404-398, your line is open. You want to talk?
404-398, go ahead.
Greetings, I think. Can you hear me?
Hey, I know who this is.
Hey, Islam. Hey, how are you this evening, Islam?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Doing better.
Good. That's all
Thank
I need to know.
Yes, doing better. Listening and absorbing and just taking it in and, yeah, apply and needing to apply what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted
mm-hmm.
to make that comment for sure. But, yeah, but, you know, if you want to give me a little mini reading, I mean, go for it. You already know. So, yeah.
I know. It's almost like cheating right now. For those of y'all who don't know who is on the line, this is Mama Latte. Y'all know she is my right hand. Jeanette is my left. She is my right. and oh, I gotta put Astari in there somewhere too. And Astari is probably he's not a hen marching around everybody. So you just want a mini reading? You just want me to give you the message?
Yeah, just give me the message. I'm ready.
Yep, it's time for you to be in joy. Not funny that that's the song playing in the back. It's time for you to receive. And there's a need for you to be aggressive in your desire to manifest the life that you want. And it's all right to be aggressive. And if it and whoever it offends is actually the folks that need to be removed from your life. So let the offense come. So the message is like, let the offense come, because you're making room for who your squad is going to be. You see what I'm saying? But we have great, mighty works to do, and you know this. You know this. So.
That's
fine. It's a little bit cheating. I've been with Mama Latte all day, y'all. So it's a little bit cheating.
So
but.
It might be too much. I understand what you're saying, though. Letting go has been a big part. A big part of life. And that is a part of my mental health, of letting go and being able to let go and be all right with it. So thank you for that confirmation. Because I think what ends up happening, I start feeling bad and I'm like, oh, no, just what again? I don't know why I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Thank you.
I wanna, Mama Latay, why don't you share? How you've gotten to the place of recognizing, like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be all the time.
How have I gotten to that place?
Mm-hmm.
By studying myself and really getting with myself and really, honestly, through more science, I'm not going to lie, that's what has brought me to this place of being all right with being transparent with myself, first and foremost, because that's where it had to start, the transparency with me. Just really starting to be honest with me and, you know, doing the shadow work and the work that needs to be done, which is still being done. So that's what has gotten me here, to be honest with you. If it wasn't for a lot of, honestly, only a set, if you were not in my life, half the time, I don't know, because you bring in those unanswered questions that I'm always like, what is the answer to this? And then I'll come to you, and it's just like, it just comes out of you, and it may not even be a question I ask you, but for some reason, you just always tend to hold the answer. So I can play so many things to say why I'm here and give honor to myself, one. Give honor to Allah, give honor to the people that are around me, that love me and uplift me. So that's why, that's how I've got here. But really studying myself has really been the most part.
Yes. I want to thank you. Thank you for sharing. Also, everyone understand, there's a saying amongst successful people, if you're the most successful person in your circle, you have the wrong circle. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And to be challenged should not negate your own greatness. So if you have folks in your life who don't know how to receive and don't know how to take it, in the very same gratitude that Umi Latte has for me, I have for her. There have been things where she has calmed me because she's far more patient than I am, right? There's a reciprocity that happened. 2022, my word to myself was reciprocity. and making sure that all of my relationships, intimate, friendship, family, business, it needs to be a give and take. Can I pour in to you, and can you pour into me, where there's not competition, where there's not resistance? And when examine your own life, do you have people in your life who every time you bring an idea to them, they're shutting it down? Or do you have people in your life who are like, all right, how are we going to get this done, right? Like figuring out what it means to bring your jewels and bring your diamonds and bring your pearls and actually make beautiful adornment, right? Like actually make, there's nothing wrong with wanting abundance. There's nothing wrong with wanting joy. Umi Lete and I were talking about this a couple of days ago, saying with everything that's going on in the world, there's so much doom and gloom. We're already exhausted. I want to be happy. I want to be in joy, right? I want to smile. I want to be laughing so hard my stomach hurts, right? Those are all healing things for your spirit and for even your confidence in knowing that it's possible for you to actually manifest the life that you want. And every time you have a conversation with whoever, the conversation is just, and we were talking specifically about the quote-unquote conscious community and how once upon a time I was so, you know, braided in that community. I was so, all you know, the lecture and all of that stuff, I was doing all of that. And it was so, one, hypocritical. There were so many hypocrites. Two, where you say, I just want to, I need to feel safe, secure. I need to feel like I'm not guilty because I'm enjoying my breath. I'm enjoying life. There's more to, and how do you get to that place of saying, I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. What is it I'm supposed to give? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to take? And we get caught up in when we do this work. This work, like self-work, is hard. Don't get it twisted. It's hard. It's ugly. And you still need to balance it with joy, with happiness, with taking a moment of getting off social media, of you know what, I want to listen to high-frequency music that's going to actually vibrate within my chakras so that I do feel better. I want to be hailed. I want to be loved on and spoiled. I want to spoil. I want to do all of these things, and it's all right to have those feelings. I think a lot of times because of the circumstance of where the world is, because once you know, you can't unknow, and we forget that in order to, that you still have the blessing of your breath. You still have the blessing of waking up. You still have the blessing to say, you know what, I'm going to go enjoy this sun. I want to feel what it means to be in beauty, right? And you shouldn't feel bad about that. And sometimes that comes from places that aren't quote-unquote conscious. Sometimes that comes from places that you know, might be deemed ignorant, right? But that's why they say ignorance is bliss, because there's a opportunity to be in joy in it, right? But it's our responsibility to still show up for ourselves. It's our responsibility to still find a way of finding joy, peace, happiness, and love. Because at the bottom of all of this, I know we are in a doom and gloom time. I know all of that is real. Still, love is the answer. Still, love is the answer. And it's so corny, right? It's so corny, but it's so simple and it's so real. Like, if we can get back to, hey, Jermaine, hi, baby. I am so proud of you. Pause, y'all. One of my past students, and he is now an assistant principal. I saw all of that. He's also a school board member for Aurora Public School, so shout out to Tremaine. I'm so proud of you, baby. Just wanted to say that. But it, and you're right, it's not corny. But I do want us to remember, celebrate that right there, taking a moment. We talking about spirit, we talking about energy, we talking about healing. And in a moment where I can celebrate someone who I love like my baby, for real, all my babies are my babies, I love like my baby, I'm going to pause and say, this is a moment for me to celebrate you. This is a moment for me to say, I'm proud of you. I see you, right? We're not doing that enough. We're not saying thank you for not giving up, because there may have been moments where Tremaine was like, I'm not doing this advocacy stuff. I'm not going to do education no more. Like, I'm just going to be simple. No. He's making those choices. We need to celebrate that within each other, right? We need to make sure that we are as much as possible, reminding ourselves that we deserve it. Whew, Lord. This might be a word for myself. Let me stop. This might be a word for myself right now. You deserve to be treated well. You deserve to have meaningful relationships. You deserve to have friendships that are genuine and kind to you and gentle, but also hold you accountable. Yeah. I don't know the last time I got into it with one of my people in my village. Don't get into it. I can hold you accountable and still hang up that phone. And still, if you are in my life, I don't hang up the phone with you and not say I love you.
That's right.
It is so necessary, because you don't know when you're going to be able to say that to them again, or if it's the last time you get to say it, right? So recognizing the importance of alignment is in how it is conveyed in holistic health. How it is conveyed in mainstream holistic health is not real, because you're always exactly where you're supposed to be. You're never out of alignment. It's the decisions that you're making. It's the lack of discipline that you're making to be your God self, to be your goddess self, because it's in there. And I'm not talking, you know, whatever the God of your understanding is, I don't mean to be blasphemous. If me saying that feels like that, that's not what I'm saying. We were made in God's image. That's what I'm speaking to. So how are we willing to say, let me show up in my God self? This means I'm going to be disciplined enough to do this. I'm transferring, going back to being vegan. And that is, it's a struggle. It's a struggle because socially we eat a particular way, right? Like doing all of these things. So I'm like, all right, I got to get disciplined. I got to figure this out. And I might have to go in the cave and say, let me get my own discipline together first before I go back to engaging socially, so that I can do this and focus on me, because I want to be my best self. I want to show up in my goddess self. And that's hard. And I still celebrate the days that I'm like, I ain't had no chicken today. I didn't have no salmon today. And I'm celebrating those small little wins, right? And keep doing that as you're walking in your life. But, you know, we I saw this thing in no diss to 19 Keys, but I saw he said, if you eat in certain, I can't even remember what he said. Tay, do you remember what he said a couple weeks ago? I don't know what he said, but he said, if you're doing these things to your body,
yes,
I can't trust you.
Yes. He said,
go ahead.
If you pull up to McDonald's, I know I can't trust you. He said, if you eat McDonald's, I know he doesn't even want you somehow like in his circle, but he said he can't trust you if you pull up to one of those restaurants. Because of what you put in your body, that already tells him.
So check this out. I know so many vegans and so many conscious people who are mean than a mug, who do not know how to love, who sit on a throne of judgment. Listen, if you are, do I want you to eat McDonald's? Absolutely not. I do not. And I might talk a whole bunch of mess. Like, I know you're not putting that in your body. But at the end of the day, if you show up, right? And there's levels to showing up, right? There's levels to your discipline. Not everyone is ready. We were talking about this, too. Not everybody is ready to be amalgamated into a Maximor empire. We know that.
Yeah.
We know
yeah.
that. Not everyone is disciplined enough to say, I'm ready to show up and build the empire and the nation that we need in sovereignty. Not everyone is ready for that. However, do we leave you behind? And when I say behind, I don't mean this as if there is a hierarchy in the sense. I mean it in, does that mean my love for you and my care for you and my access to you and my understanding that you are exactly where you are supposed to be in your path? And I can still be compassionate to you and I can still show up because we are all interconnected. All of us. I don't make the rules. I just surrender to it, right? And so how do we get to that place where we are allowing folks to, yes, to live and let live? I don't have to. You can show up however you need to show up because, listen, sometimes in folks who will I done been in situations where the McDonald's eating folks were the folks who showed up.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
So can I say this, Umi? I said
yes.
So this is what I feel about it, because being in the conscious community for the years that I have here in Atlanta, they could be as vegan as they want to be, but their mindset ain't vegan. That's what makes the difference. Yes. You could be as I am this, I am that, but their thought process has not changed. It still acts like a double cheeseburger. And like you said, sometimes people that go get double cheeseburgers act like they eat kale every day because their thought process is different. So it doesn't,
exactly.
It's not based off of what you eat. So I wanted to say
exactly.
that. Are you at the floor?
Exactly. And again, I'm not promoting McDonald's. McDonald's is horrible. It's not real food. And again, I'm not knocking 19 keys. But what I am saying is that you know, there's some soldiers out there that you missing the bus for. There's some gangsters that I know right now, if I called and said, this is what just went down, they're showing up and they're pulling up. You think I'm a forfeit protection? You think I'm a forfeit you having my back? Are you showing up for me? Because you want a milkshake? Y'all got it all twisted. Like, that's and because you're so interconnected, we talk about this in the chakra class, you don't know why you're in their life either, right? There's a part in the textbook in the class where it says someone could have tripped and fell, right? The person who tripped and fell, their lesson is don't text while you're walking. The person who came and helped that person, their lesson could be because they just read an article on the art of caring for thy neighbor. The person who was across the street laughing because the person fell, their lesson is humility. The person who pulled out their camera, their lesson is what's more important, capturing this to go live or actually helping, right? Like, it's all interconnected. And because we get caught up in thinking we have some seat of judgment, this is why we talk about the God in us and us as gods and us as goddesses. But at the end of the day, there's only one ultimate truth, capital G-O-D, right? And we have to get to that place where we're willing to surrender and say, I don't know why I'm showing up, but I know I have a call and I have a purpose, and I'm going to be my highest grade self so that I can be a vessel that's used. As all of us got to that point and got to that place, wherever you're at in your discipline walk, wherever you're at in your so-called blocks and misalignment, all of that comes down to you willing to do the work. Are you willing to do the work for yourself? It's not corny. It's not corny. I do need to, hi, Pay, look at all my feelings come. Pay, you're on here too. Mommy
huh.
Pay right here. Paige is right here, too. Everybody, okay, Paige. Hi, Mama Latero. I was just thinking about you. I'm going to text you. You were on my mind today. Hi, Alan. Hey, yes, it's all about the balance. It's all about the balance. Let me make sure I say hello to everyone while I'm... Shanae, I thought you were calling in. Lee, I said hey. And my rose quartz, I need to get a flyer. Y'all, I am going to go get back to... I'm going back to Cali. I'm going to do a whole workshop at with, and it'll be in collaboration with Dermot Petit at the shop. Beautiful shop. But she's going to come on as a guest, as she usually does. And we're going to talk about the shop. But I got the opportunity to finally go be in the shop. Oh, I got some glasses, my dope little glasses, and all of that. Y'all got to go support. But we'll do that when she comes on. Yes, it's so good to see your face, too. I got to see you when I get back. That's also my birthday queen, too. Hey, Alan, that is our soon-to-be elected official, Alan Webb. I'm going to just put it out there. I'm manifesting what I want. Yes. All right. I love y'all. We are at an hour before I go. Joey, is there anyone else on the line that wants to press 1? If you're on the line and you want to say something, if you want to get a mini reading, whatever, 515-602-9.
No. Can you repeat the number again? Sorry. Push the wrong button. Can you hear me out there?
Say everybody.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yes. I said one
minute. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry. I accidentally muted you off.
515-602-9796. Hey, sis. Oh, my gosh. Everybody. Okay. This is. All right. I'm supposed to be back on. I'm back. Let me tell you what this is. I'm back, y'all. Lord, everybody here. Is there anyone else on the line before we head off?
Nope.
All right.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. This is Cherie. How's it going? I said,
hey, sis, how are you? Hi, Jessica.
I'm doing
everybody. Well. Oh my God, look at my people. I love y'all. I'm sorry, Facebook just popped in. I'm sorry. Yes. So hold on before you even do that. Y'all, Cherie. Goodness gracious, I think y'all will be sick. Yeah, when we met, I think Jalil was 6 feet 20, about to be 21. Y'all, Cherie is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. She just gave my daughter a yoni steam. I'll let her promote herself because I'll go on and get crying and stuff. But go ahead, sis, what you need.
Yeah, everybody, my name is Cherie, owner of Relaxation Aesthetics. I do waxing, vajayshals, facials, makeup, a little bit of everything. On another note, I'm so glad that you're doing this podcast again because, yeah, I missed you. I missed it. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy to be here, and I would like a mini reading.
Yes, all right. Oh, sis, abundance is right at your feet. There's something that you are hesitating on jumping into, and the message is to get out of your head and take the leap. I don't know if this is expansion or move, but it's wider. It's like reaching is the message. Also, there's a ascension that's happening that's also causing a disruption. So you just need to be quiet, and I think that message was for you about if you offend anybody, so what? It's not about the offense because you're making room. So so don't be surprised if you go through like this where you're like examining everybody and you're like, you actually aren't serving my greater good anymore. They're going to want to make it abrupt, but you don't. So just be silent when you need to be silent. But, the sun is at your feet, which means like the glow is just starting because it's going to start at your feet and then rise up. But it's like right there, just waiting for you to jump in. But it is expansion.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome.
All right. All right. Have a good night. Peace.
All right. You too. Love you.
Love you too.
Yes, y'all. What you say, Joey?
Oh, no. She's saying have a good night. I'm telling you. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are at an hour. Right on time, as usual. Time ain't real. Y'all know. It moves how it needs to move. Lord, I'm talking to myself on this whole nother situation. Y'all don't even understand, boy. You do not understand. Okay, I just want to say thank y'all for joining. And I'm back. Y'all gave all the confirmation I needed. I appreciate y'all for being y'all and showing up. I love this work. And every time we get back on, I'm reminded, like, this is what you have to do. The next couple of weeks, I'm actually going to be sharing with you all healing practices that are new for me that I'm incorporating into my life and my own ascension and what's necessary. And one of those, well, actually, two of the modalities I intend to start practicing myself and start offering as services, because that's how powerful they have been for me. I want to finish my treatments and finish doing it to make sure that's how I feel, but definitely that. And the biggest one is that I'm excited that my heart is being opened and that there is a possibility that your girl might actually experience being in love. Y'all know I don't know what that means. I don't know what none of that is. But I'm trusting spirit, and I'm trusting that I'm where I'm supposed to be. So if it is, y'all going to hear about it. Maybe. Because I don't know. I might be protective. Be like, I ain't y'all's business. No, I'm going to be bragging. I'm lying. Y'all know I'm a big old Leo. It's going to be loud in the mud. Y'all going to hear it. But all of those modalities are absolutely a part of the ascension and my own process of being bigger than I think I even imagined for myself. And I hope that you all will join me and you find your bigness even bigger than you thought of yourself as we begin to start being properly placed where we're supposed to be. So new modalities, and I have a feeling that as my heart opens up, there is going to be even more opportunities for me to grow in who I am and in my purpose work. So I love y'all. Person who, well, I ain't gonna do all that right now. I could embarrass, but I'm not going to do that. I love y'all. Thank y'all for joining. Gosh, I know. All the messages are coming. I know. I love y'all. I'm getting off. I'll see you next week. Don't forget to listen, Joey, you're just on. No, what are the days? There's more shows during the week. What's Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be on. We've got Metaphysics Thursdays. On Thursday, we'll be going into Metaphysical Information, very informative show. We do Open Forum Fridays on Friday in the afternoon at 7 o'clock. All the shows are at 7 o'clock. Open Forum Friday, we go into Commerce and Law. And Sunday is the bottom line, and we deal with a lot of stuff that deals around mores and law and nationality. And so if you are interested in those topics, please take a listen to our show. We've been around for a long time, and a lot of useful information that we give out. And also, we got a couple of seminars coming up. if you would like to attend the seminar. It's got a seminar that's going to be in New York. The New York seminar is July the 8th at the Carbon Juice Lounge. So I look forward to seeing y'all there. You can register at make-more-commerce.ticketleap.com/New York Liberty. And we also have a seminar in Miami, myself and Osir and the Duke of Tears, bringing that brother out of retirement. So that's the Freedom Awareness Seminar. We're going to be going into trust law, helping you set up your trust. We're going to be helping people to establish a state, you know, and we're going to really go in on commerce. We're going to really be building. So estate planning is going to be big on that, nationality, mortgage history, credit building, business credit, and a lot more. And materials will be provided at both seminars, okay? So that, and the Miami seminar is July 22nd, okay? And you can register for that at make-more-commerce.ticketleap/freedom. And if you're having problems with registering, just go to my Instagram, joeybounce_freenational, and the links are in the bio. Okay?
Other than that, my show is on Sunday, every Sunday. And I will share all of that information. Y'all, he got a fear out of retirement. Y'all don't understand. So in the conscious community, those of us who were in the conscious community, what is that, like 22,000 to like 2007 or so, and we were all in this little circle blowing up. Those of us who exited and left.
Yeah.
For the most part, those are the genuine people. So when I saw this flyer, I'm going to try to figure out a way for me to get there because that brother is genuine and has always been. And you are right. You brought him out of retirement because he did disappear. And he was one of the genuine ones. But I will share all of the information that Joey just announced. Make sure that you guys have access to register. Also, don't forget, Chakra Class is coming in June. And if you want a reading, hit me up, and we will get your reading in. I love y'all. I cannot close without saying I am a national of a Nexamore empire, and this is where I trust that we should be landing when we talk about building the systemism and the institution and the empire that we need to exit out of these systems. And I will also say, I also trust Joey with this information. So I got a pretty solid circle. I'm not gonna throw stuff and information and access to things that I don't fully trust and I don't fully invest in myself. And so, I'll share all of Joey's information, so you don't have to worry. I'll let you all know, and I'll continue to share and get those registrations up. And I am going to try my hardest to get to that Miami one, for real. But I love y'all. We did it. We back. Y'all made me coming back feel real, real good. So we back, and I can't wait to see y'all next week. And all my business folks, get on my calendar, because I'll be there for 30 days. So I love y'all. Be well, peace.